The ANC is expected to report back on the outcomes of its land reform workshop held in Johannesburg this weekend. At its elective conference, the ANC resolved that the constitution should be changed to allow for land expropriation without compensation. President Cyril Ramaphosa will finish his first 100 days in office this week. In his maiden State of the Nation address, Ramaphosa said government would be looking at implementing the ANC's resolution on land reform. He says this was the only way to deal with poverty and inequality in the country. Our reporter Ndaezwa Nitonje has filed a report on how far Ramaphosa's administration has gone in addressing the land issue.
The ANC has resolved to expropriate land without compensation. The groundwork on how this will be done is now on the table. Key to the discussion is the economic impact that this might have. Addressing the ANC's land summit this past weekend, President Cyril Ramaphosa said South Africa's full economic potential had not been unlocked due to the land issue.
For as long as ownership, control and management are concentrated in the hands of a few, and serve the interests of a few, South Africa will not be able to realize the potential of its economic assets.
Another major concern is the constitutionality of expropriating land without compensation. Advocate Thembeka Ncukayithobi suggests there is no need to amend the constitution on land reform.
I think there is a strong case that the laws as they stand should be amended so that there is legislation that gives the state power to expropriate without compensation.
Making reference to the Ingonyama Trust, former President Kgalema Motlanthe, who chairs the land reform panel, says one of the biggest challenges is the leasing of land to communities in rural areas.
Traditional leaders actually introduce themselves as the owners of the land to the exclusion of the people. It has no historical basis. That relationship has no historical basis. The land belongs to the people.
Ndaezwa Nitonje, Power News.